Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make. Now this word for make there is the Hebrew word for give. It is not the word for cut. He is giving the covenant and the sign of the covenant between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. This is an everlasting covenant. And then at the end you see there again it says, this is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. Four times you see the word establish. Once you see the word give. Never do you see the word cut. This covenant was not cut. The verbs used are to establish, and it's a gift. This has puzzled Bible scholars, because a covenant has to be cut before it's established. And nowhere does God say that he ever cut covenant with Noah. Yes, it is true that Noah sacrificed one of every clean animal to God once they disembarked from the ark. But the text presents them as being an offering to God, initiated by Noah, not the ingredients of a blood covenant ceremony. The animals were offered up on an altar. They were not split and walked between, as in the case of Abraham. I submit to you that the primary covenant was cut with Abraham and Jesus, and then established with Isaac, Jacob, and Noah. This is only my opinion, that is the part about Noah. And so I ask you to hear me out on this. Picture a timeline. It is the timeline of all humanity. It starts with Adam on the one end and ends with the very last person who will ever be born into this world on the other end. Along this timeline, certain people stand out. As you look at the timeline, you see, in order of date of birth, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, yourself, and the last person who will be born on this earth. Now, imagine that Abraham holds a big umbrella. This umbrella provides shade for the entire timeline. It covers the people who lived before Abraham, and it covers the people who lived, live, and will live after Abraham. That umbrella is the covenant that God cut with Abraham. As you look further down the timeline at Jesus, you realize that he is also holding that same umbrella. The umbrella has two handles. Abraham holds one, and Jesus holds the other. For remember, it was Jesus who walked between the pieces of the animals in Abraham's place in Genesis 15 verse 17. This umbrella is strong and eternal. It can never be broken, because it is really the covenant between Jesus and his Father. You and I are brought into friendship with God based on this covenant, just as someone like, for example, Enoch was. Although Enoch lived before Abraham, and we live after Abraham, and while the covenant was never actually cut with any one of us personally, when we believe in God and reach out to grab his hand that he offers us in friendship, we are actually grabbing onto that same covenant, for we all live under its shade and protection. There is another umbrella that was held by Moses. It is a small umbrella. That umbrella represents the Passover covenant and the Sinai covenant that God cut with Moses and the Israelites who followed him out of Egypt to the Promised Land. That umbrella is called the Old Covenant. However, that umbrella is broken and gives no shade at all, for it was broken when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf. However, even when that covenant was broken, the Israelites were still sheltered under the umbrella of the Abrahamic covenant. We will look at all of those covenants in greater depth later on. In your notes, you will see a diagram of what I have just described to you. The timeline from Adam to the last person born on this earth. You will see 8 covenants that connect to the umbrella of the Abrahamic covenant. And then you will see the 2 covenants that connect to the broken old covenant. And so I will leave you to explore that diagram and to ponder all that I have dished out to you today. I know it's a lot, but you are all well able to handle it. I also know that this is a different perspective to the way that covenant is taught by most. And so I do not ask that anybody simply agree with me. I only ask that you consider what I have put out to you. And if there is anything that you think that I might have overlooked, any oversight that you think I may have made, I would welcome that feedback from you. Because the Word of God is so amazing. It is so rich. The things that He has done for you and I are so glorious. And we are all on the same path. And I believe we each get puzzle pieces. And if we can fit all our puzzle pieces together, we will see the whole picture. So I welcome your input, your feedback, your comments. Thank you so much for your time. Until next time, God bless you, and bye for now.